Welcome to Overtime Inferno, your weekly roundup of all of the biggest news in CSGO. Quicker than Henry G has returned to the casting desk. If you could take a moment to rate and review us before the end of the episode, that'd be great. My name is Logan. This is AZ-esque.
Hello.
Elliot is currently on working Australia time, so...
I have now been up for around 24 hours. I almost didn't record because I fell asleep, sat here in my chair about 15 minutes ago. Woke up and was, oh, shit, I need to record. I'm basically trying to like stay up until my sleeping pattern is in line with Australia. Which is the closest I will ever be to being Australian.
I don't think you expected to say that very often.
I have worked Australian events before where I've needed to be up at like, where I've started at 2 or 4 a.m. on times, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is literally like starting at just before, like it's like starting at midnight, finishing at midday. Like it's completely alien.
Yeah, I am just giving an update on what I'm doing. I'm painting a door for the next 3 days. That's it. That's all I'm doing.
Surely it doesn't take 3 days to paint a door.
It's a really big door. And I need to put like 3 coats of paint on it. So it's not going to take all of my 3 days, but like definite bits in my next 3 days. All right, let's get to the news. We'll start with some of these roster moves, and then we'll talk about the tournaments that have just finished / are going on. Our first big move from my notepad. By the way, if anyone wants to know, the way we plan for the show is I literally open notepad every week and I write the stuff down. There's no more. We used to have it more complicated. It's notepad now.
Why complicate matters?
All right. So first move is the only big roster move of the week, which is Exertion over Bemis in Mouse.
Yeah, strange timing on this move. The move itself is okay. I mean, Bemis probably wouldn't have been the player I was cutting, but yeah. At this point, you've cut
everyone else other everyone than else Rosen,
except
though.
Dexter, who is for whatever reason impervious. Exertion is, from what I gather, a very vocal player. He's very much a secondary caller. He has a lot of ideas on how the game should be played. So it was kind of strange that JDC was the choice over MBK if they wanted that strong second voice, because it's kind of what Exertion was on that team. But yeah, I mean, he was always going to get called up. It was only a matter of time. It was a strange timing given Bemis now cannot join any other team for the major cycle. So yeah. He's kind of been shafted.
My bet is they wanted Exertion in the major cycle, and that's why.
Yeah, but they've bought him in after they've already played games in the major cycle, I believe.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure you just have to keep the same core, is it not?
But like they could have just played the first games with Exertion and benched Bemis earlier so that Bemis could have found another team rather than like play a couple games with him and then cut him, which is just a dick move.
Yes, I think that there was timing going on with Academy League. I'm like thinking about it. I think Academy League may
sure,
have I don't like, know. I'm not 100% certain. I don't follow Academy League like that.
Even if there is timing, like you just say the main team comes first. Exertion, you're now in the main team. Like
yeah, you know what? Maybe something happened behind the scenes. I want to give them like a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but also fuck if I know.
They also moved Suhi out to Gamer Legion, and he qualified for the RMR with Gamer Legion before that move was announced, which is very strange.
Yeah, I was going to talk about this. Just that team existed. They like the Gamer Legion. So Acor and Suhi both left. MHL also has been allowed to explore options.
He's then, good. MHL is very good.
But Acor and Suhi have been seen playing under the Gamer Legion banner, and just up until yesterday were playing in an RMR until Gamer Legion tweeted out, oh yeah, our roster, and then that was it.
Yeah,
but kinda. They'd like already qualified for the major. Oh, for the RMR?
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't really understand why they did that, but, you know.
Sure, whatever.
To them, I guess.
Yeah.
There is one other Rust move that's kind of big, which was Hades going to Finest.
Mm-hmm.
The team itself isn't that big, but Hades dropping down to Finest is kind of... It's rough. I'm a little bit surprised.
I have a feeling it won't be for a super long amount of time. I have a feeling that it's C major cycle statement that we're going to get a lot less Rasmus now because of major cycle. So,
yeah, there's no slight unfairness to our pretty decent team at that level. But, you know, Hades has just come. He was on the third best team in the world like a month ago.
And was good on the third best team in the world. Not.
Yeah, he was serviceable.
Not the fifth best player on the first. Was he fifth best player? I don't know.
He does have the crutch weapon, so you have to take it all into account.
The other big roster move that I want to note for a moment is Henry G is back into casting. He's casting Pro League.
Spoil in the intro.
Yeah, I mean he's already casting Navi Spirit, which is going on as we record, so not that much of a spoiler.
I think people will probably know, but yeah, and also. I was supposed to get in the intro. It doesn't matter because we're spoiling something that comes 5 minutes later. It's okay.
Yep. Insert some joke about NFTs here, and we can move on with our life now.
Yeah, I've already emailed CoffeeZilla the details.
Okay, understandable. Okay, two tournaments we got to talk about because they happened or are happening. You want to talk about Insomnia for no reason while I pull up other things?
I think the best way to sum up Insomnia was the team who just pulled off a reverse sweep in the grand final were asked, you know, oh, you had a great run at Insomnia, are you going to be here next time? And his answer was, well, if you fix the servers. Typical UK LAN. The problem is it's not a Counter-Strike tournament. It's a expo with tournaments, bring your own computer tournaments on the side for multiple different games. Like there's Valorant, there's League of Legends, there's TF2. Apparently it's like the TF2 major is in Insomnia. Like, so the American team.
TF2 going?
It's literally the only like big tournament in TF2 and the prize pool is like 5K. And like the Americans flew over for it and I think they won. If I remember right, I was quite drunk, but I think they won. It's so strange. So like Counter-Strike isn't a major concern for the people running it. For the people who are in it, it's kind of like it's quite big, but the organizers just don't care. Like if they, so it's kind of strange in that sense. But it's great fun. Like, I mainly went for a social aspect, which, you know, I achieved.
Understandable. That was our stalling while I pulled up the right pages. Let's talk about Blast. We talked about how Blast doesn't matter because everyone gets through and terrible system. Not everyone got through this time because knockouts or whatever. Just most of the people got through.
Yeah.
So, talking a single elimination bracket, we were very wrong. We predicted OG to beat Complexity, then FaZe to beat OG, and then FaZe to beat Astralis. We were very wrong. OG absolutely swept through that bracket. They only lost one map to FaZe. OG is proving day after day that they may actually be a good team.
OG are proving their own in-game leader wrong. That he said that they couldn't get better players than Neofrag and Fiku, and like all the better players wanted more money.
Okay, to be fair, Neofrag and Fiku are the lowest rated in every game.
Not relevant.
Other than the first one.
Not relevant.
We said that single single elimination bracket number two was going to be G2 over Big. I think we said G2 over Vitality, but we may have said Vitality over G2, and then Na'Vi over whoever. We were totally right on that. That panned out.
I seem to remember I said G2 over Vitality because I just have absolutely no faith in Vitality. But I could have said Vitality.
Honestly,
I didn't really have faith in either of them. But
yeah, last set of the bracket, we said NIP over EG. Then we had complicated questions here with the NIP over Liquid game.
Yeah.
We didn't know who was going to win that. And then we were pretty certain that Heroic was going to beat whoever got there. We were very wrong on that again. Liquid 0-2'd through that. 2-0'd through that, not 0-2'd.
Yeah, unfortunately, Liquid do just kind of look like the third best team in the world. It's very sad.
It's insane when you add one of the best players in the world to a team that already has one of the best riflers in the world and also OC, you may get better.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. I can't really deal with it.
And then in the single elimination knockout, whatever the fuck this is, bracket, FaZe beat Astralis, NIP beat Heroic, and G2 beat Vitality. So will not be... Oh, never mind. I was going to say they don't move on, but guess what? Everyone fucking moves on to the Fall Showdown. So I... Whatever. Basically, everyone moves on because...
Blast. Yeah, don't they split into a showdown and a finals? And it's like, yeah, you get like another chance. I guess because... I don't know. I don't get it. Like, with Blast, you just kind of have to just watch and not attempt to understand what's going on. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know if this game matters. I'm just going to watch it because I like watching the teams, which,
yep. Fair. Other tournaments happening soon is your own tournament, which is ESL Challenger Melbourne.
Yeah, I run that. I am ESL Challenger Melbourne.
Formerly known as DreamHack Melbourne. Rest in peace, DreamHack.
Yeah, I believe it is being run... I believe the Australian division... I don't know, I've seen people calling it DreamHack.
Well, no, because like, so if I remember correctly, the actual event is called DreamHack. That DreamHack brand is not dead. That the event of like the LAN party, bring your own computer festival thing, that's still called DreamHack. But all of the tournaments now that used to be DreamHack tournaments are now ESL Challengers.
I feel like I should know this.
I feel like you should, but it doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter to me.
There's not many teams that many people care about here, but we'll do the quick...
It should be an OG victory. Yeah, there's where like Entropic win it, but...
So OG is going to be there. Entropic's going to be there. Evil Geniuses, Party Astronauts is going to be there. Wings Up, which is a team of a bunch of Australians.
Wings Up are great because just look at... They have some of the best... player names I've ever seen.
Gas
Ian? It's LAN, I believe.
LAN, okay. Uppercase I's and lowercase L's.
Yeah. Same. It kind of looks like Ian.
Yeah. LAN, Bingo, Martin, and Child King.
Yeah. Gas, Child King, Bingo, LAN, Martin. I love the Chinese player names. They're great. Why is he called Martin?
Group B is Imperial, Pain, Greyhound, and Vertex. The only one there that you probably don't recognize is Vertex, which is a team with Malta on it from former Renegades Greyhound roster.
Yeah.
And the Greyhound roster is the former Order roster after Order dipped. So, yeah.
Yeah.
In other Australian news that is extremely unrelated, but for the major RMR, I believe what is the Encore, which was the which was looking for org. They brought in Azur and Gratis Faction for RMR duty.
Was it? Yes, it was them. Well, yeah.
It was Azur and Gratis. Yeah, which is cool, I guess, if you're looking for that kind of thing.
Yeah, Gratis Faction. Domestic level is a very good AWPer. I think internationally he's poor, but domestic level he's a very good AWPer. Much akin to like, I guess Smuya, or there's other examples I can't think of. Lucky's probably another one where like domestic level he's very good. Junior maybe.
We don't need to talk about him. All right, so that's basically the TLDR with that is ESL Challenger Melbourne is happening. It should be one of like three teams winning, and I am stretching it on three.
It's OG or Entropic.
It should be OG or Entropic. Imperial
I'd love Imperial to win it, but they won't.
Imperial shouldn't win. I think it'd be hilarious if Party Astronauts won, but they won't.
That's never happened.
Yeah. Okay. Bigger tournaments. ESL Pro League Season 16 started this morning, again, as per usual, recording Wednesday morning. So we have, basically, if you can think of the team, they're here, other than OG, because they're in Australia.
Yeah. There's a lot of teams here.
Yeah, it's like one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. We're missing the eighth team in the world. But other than that, the top 15 teams are here. Actually, basically the top 20 teams. It's a big tournament. It's Pro League. You know what it is.
It's a Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So this week's bit will be Na'Vi, NIP, Vitality, Fnatic, Spirit, and Endpoint. Which is an interesting thing because we haven't really talked about Fnatic in a while.
That Fnatic roster is scary. That is a scary roster.
So to remind people, because we haven't talked about it in a while, it's Crims, who you remember from Fnatic, Fasher, who you remember from Sprout? Estatic.
Yeah. The only reason you would know about Fasher is because he has put up absolutely absurd numbers in like tier 2, 3 counts, right? Like, I'm talking like Blame F on endpoint levels. Like, he has been obliterating tier 2.
Nico Daz, who you know from such places like the Copenhagen Flames. Roy, who you know from such places like Mad Lions. I refuse to say Copenhagen Flames again.
The Falms.
And Mezzi, who you know from such places as Cloud9.
And Fnatic at this point. He's been on Fnatic for a while.
Definitely Fnatic at this point, but like I could also just say the Cloud9 Juggernaut because it's way more fun.
Yeah. And it kind of ties into the whole Henry G's back angle.
Yep. We're just,
always thinking content.
Mate. Always content.
Yeah. I really think Fnatic might finish second in this group. That roster just looks so good on paper. There's so much firepower.
As we know, top three get out of group. Do you have thoughts based on to top three?
Na'Vi, Fnatic, question mark.
Here's the thing. I don't have faith in Vitality. I'm not sure I have faith in NIP right now.
I think I'd go NIP. Spirit with wonderful... haven't looked as good as they were with Dexter. Funny that Dexter's a freakishly good player. NIP are just they're not reliable, but they're more reliable than Vitality, and I think they're probably more reliable than Spirit at the moment. I'd love Spirit to get out, but I think it'll be Na'Vi, Fnatic, and IP.
I think there's a world. I say a world. I don't realistically think this world exists, but I think there is a world in which Endpoint can get the third spot.
Endpoint have not been good recently.
I know.
Which is,
but if there's a time to like turn on the jets and be good, now is the time.
Yeah, I don't think it's a reasonable shout.
Yeah.
I'd like them to, because I like Kiabi, obviously, but I don't see it happening. Like they've been pretty mediocre since Kiabi's joining of the team.
On that, I don't think we'll go through the rest of the groups.
Yeah.
Later. Because we'll get to them in the following weeks.
So with Pro League, it's one group a week. We should clarify that for And then the start of October is like the finals bit, I believe.
Yeah. I need to pull up one more page, and then we will be done.
To make sure we're not getting anything wrong. We don't like getting things wrong.
Well, no, this is not anything.
Just not when it's like objective.
So, last bit is our check-in on the RMRs. In my notes, it is update on Astralis Watch.
They did.
Astralis officially has made the RMR.
They overcame their Los Cogutos demon.
It took them 4 RMRs to get there. And teams like, there's some bad teams in here over
there. The thing is, right, people say, it's online best of ones or whatever. They lost 2 best of ones to Los Cogutos. In my eyes, that's a best of 3 loss.
And the worst part is Los Cogutos didn't even make it through.
Yeah. They were almost our hero. They beat Astralis and then sandbagged so they could beat Astralis again in the next one. If they'd have taken them out a third time, I actually would have, like, they just would have been my favorite team in the world. If they'd just to knock Astralis out a third time, that would have been like unbelievable. This is God's work.
Yeah, so there's plenty of weird stuff going on, but basically every team that you'd expect to be in the EU RMR is here. Notable, like, odd teams that made it through, which is our like the weird mixed teams. Benched Heroes making it through was kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's the
less said about that, the better.
Fantasy, which is the team that Tudson made post Mad Lions, I think.
I tell you, team, I want to talk about one win. One win looked dangerous.
That's the Flamey team.
It's Flamey. It's Deco.
Lollipop.
And Lollipop. Yeah, that's team's got firepower, bro. That is a fiery team.
Cloud9, obviously. Just weird to see them in a EU.
I think Monty is an interesting team as well, if I remember right. Yeah, so Monty is a completely insane mixed team that makes, like, no sense, but it's loads of firepower. Waro2k, people will know, he's known for being accused as a cheater a lot, but he's a pretty decent player. Boros was on Endpoint. That guy can play. Red Star is pretty good as well, I believe he's an AWPer, if I remember rightly. And their coach is Krizen, if you remember Krizen from Avangar.
Oh my, yeah, that's okay.
And the other two players are Dem QQ and Joel, who I don't know much about, but that seems kind of fun.
One more kind of dark, there's two actually dark horse teams that I want to shout out for a moment here. Falcons, who just redid their roster and brought in NBK and Masuda.
Masuta and Star Owls, bro. He's different gravy. He is good.
We've been saying this for months, to be fair. Yeah, that Masuta with good roles is good. The other team is Sprout. I know we've been saying it a lot, but this Sprout team can be disgusting. Refresh and Xiphon is just, that's terrifying for anyone to go up against. And the rest of their team is fairly good. I would not be surprised to see them get a spot at the major.
I think Lanx and Stare are probably scarier than Refresh as a player, to be honest.
Refresh Lanx is actually annoying too.
Lanx is really nice. He's a really nice player to watch.
In I'm annoyed news, Asian RMR, only 4 teams.
Yeah.
European RMR is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, that's 32 teams. And there's 4 in Asian RMR, which covers China, Japan, if there was a team, Mongolia, Oceania. Like, we got 1 Australian team.
Yeah.
Could we not, like...
Yeah, it's like... I don't think they care that much in putting on, like, a big Asian RMR tournament, because it's going to cost them more money to run a better one, and, like... Do you know what I mean? Like, it's as simple as that. Rare Atom will win that. Rare Atom are legitimately good. I don't think it matters how many teams are there. I'm pretty sure Rare Atom would just beat them all anyway. Rare Atom are good.
I'd like to just 8 teams if we could. That would be cool.
Fine.
Rare Atom should absolutely crush this event.
I will say GG Howe International has Davkost and Facecrack on it. which is just bizarre. The Asia Armada has some Russian players in it.
Well, that team is weird to begin with because it's Russian and Israeli. The other three players are from Israeli. Israel, not Israeli. They're not from Israeli. That's English. but that's it's a little weird that they're there, but like also geographically it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean most of Russia is in Asia.
Yeah.
So it's not entirely Middle East.
But that team could be kind of scary good a little bit because players we've seen from Israel so far have just been good. Like there have not been many bad players that have come from Israel recently.
So the thing is, in China, everyone kind of plays like Facecrack. But peeking into Tai Lu players is very different to peeking into Jam Young. Jam Young will just wait and just rip Facecrack's head off when he starts peeking like a maniac. Facecrack is the only player who is more insane than Tai Lu players when it comes to just over peeking. He is the only guy who's more insane. And clearly he's been working because he's been playing well like recently. Rare Atom will murder him. The mechanics on those Rare Atom players are freaky.
All right. I believe that's actually all we have now.
Is there anything more important we need to talk about?
Let's do the Twitter check.
I'm just like racking my brains. So I always think, oh yeah, no, I've got, I remember that for the podcast, and then the podcast comes completely.
Every time. That's why I do the notes. Astralis talent news.
I think we can talk about the fact that Movistar Riders did miss out on the RMR. They're one big team who did miss out.
That is correct. They
without Sun Pius, they bought up Martinez Sa, I believe. Or Sa, I don't know how it's pronounced. Who was their academy opera, I believe. And it hasn't been going as well, funnily enough, when you take out your best player. The player the team revolves around, quite literally, because he's the son, you get a lot worse.
Yep. On that note, we're going away.
Yeah, so it's kind of sad. I like Movistar Riders.
No, Movistar would have been fun to watch in the major, but unfortunate they did not make it through. Just major like timing from this point on. We have American qualifiers. The last set is like now,
right?
I think we're finishing that up.
Shocks also, his major streak is coming to an end.
Yeah,
Shocks Apex is a little missed out. That was the team that missed out.
I didn't expect them to make it though.
I expected them to make the RMR.
Okay, that's a good point. So the only two players, there was a tweet about this. Before this RMR, there were three players who've been to every major: Shox, Zipnix, and Dupree.
Yeah,
Dupree qualified already because of Vitality. Zipnix almost didn't because Astralis, yeah. And Shox didn't because of Apex. So we're down to two. It may be one soon.
Yeah, there's still a pretty good chance Zipnix doesn't get through the RMR. The RMR is pretty stacked.
It's a little rough. So American RMR should be our qualifiers. Say they end on the 28th, but like I don't believe that. And plus HLTV isn't helping me out here on like who's playing who. So all you need to know from this point on is we kind of have a lull for a month, and then we have RMR, like the actual RMR events in like the first week of October, all like at the same time. And then we take another break, and then we go to the major. And by break, I mean there's just other tournaments that we talk about. That's not the major.
Hell yeah, come to Brazil.
No, I don't have tickets.
The fact that the arena is in Brazilian Portuguese is like, yeah. Even if I was planning to go, that's like kind of annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Well, on that note, we are going to end for today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at RetoDR, at Logan Rathav, and at ACS. We'll be back again next week with more Blast Pro League Series event.
And I will be more well rested.
See ya.
Hopefully.